So we're now at the foot of the statue for Tom Watson. And Tom Watson had a long political career in the state and began advocating for the little man. He was a populist and thought that the little man at that point could include both a black and a white base. But he was unsuccessful, and he determined from that he would rely only on a white base and that he would be an outspoken advocate for racial supremacy, and got a newspaper going, got involved in state politics, was responsible for getting support for Hoke Smith, who won the 1906 election, that the racial dimension of that led to the Atlanta race riot. And so he was then appointed or elected to the U.S. Senate and died in 1920. And the interesting thing about this statue is that it wasn't erected until the 1930s. It took a while to raise the money, and it's, again, expensive, maybe $600,000. But it was meant to capture his advocacy, and his fist is raised to the sky, and it was placed right in front of the main entrance. The west entrance of the Capitol was just relocated here last year when they redid the plaza. And the statue there was a bit of embarrassment for the state, because there have been inaugurations held there where the platform is built around the statue, and people were walking around his upraised hand to give speeches and such at the inaugurations. And so the opportunity of relocating it here with the redoing of the plaza was a way of keeping the statue, removing the embarrassment, because he was also an outspoken anti-Semite. And so the combination of his racial supremacy and he was very much involved in raising passions over the Leo Frank case. And so having him here, not quite as, definitely nowhere near as prominent. He's at a level lower and looking away from the Capitol. So you have to hunt him out here.